grocery stores in Tennessee have been counting down to July 1st, the day they'll finally be able to sell wine. Meanwhile, liquor retailers have been hard at work figuring out how to cope with the increased competition. WPLN's Chaz Sisk paid one store a visit.
Walk in the front door of Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue, and you're immediately hit with the holiday rush.
Great, thank you.
Brassy jazz standards, busy cash registers, the crinkle of bottles being wrapped in brown paper bags. Open houses, Christmas gifts, family visiting from out of town, they're all reasons to stock up on booze. But the shelves in many Tennessee liquor stores don't just carry alcohol these days.
Well, a lot of it's gift-oriented items, some really nice recipe books, cookbooks, the wine Bible, things like that.
Everything from limes and lemons to $200 decanters, says manager Eric Nichols. It's all new stuff. For decades, liquor stores operated in a world apart. Grocery stores could sell beer, but nothing harder. Liquor stores sold wine and spirits, nothing else, not even a corkscrew. Tennessee is finally changing all that, but as always with liquor laws, the transition hasn't been neat. While grocery stores have to wait until July to start selling wine, liquor stores have been experimenting with new merchandise for more than a year, trying to figure it all out before they go toe-to-toe with the chains.
A lot of it's trial and error.
Red Spirits is advertised a lot to make sure people know that they sell more than wine and liquor. One place is on WPLN. The store is an underwriter. Nichols says revenue from merchandise won't totally make up for the wine sales it'll lose to grocery stores, but items like drink mixers and glassware do take liquor stores closer to being one-stop shops.
I think there's enough business for the establishments like these as well as the grocery stores, so I'll still come to the store.
Deborah Kemp lives in Bellevue. She says she visits the liquor store about once a month and probably won't change her habits when wine becomes available on grocery store shelves.
You all have a good evening.
You as well.
All right, thank you.
Liquor stores will see in 2016 if they can hang on to people like Kemp or if they'll lose those customers to the grocery stores down the street. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.